of Hollywood. That's my neighborhood. Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood. Girl, you got me hooked. I know you wish you could live in my neighborhood. Home of low and high life crooks, so misunderstood.
Not in Death Valley.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio, it is the Enter the Shell show, and I'm joined by Van Hunt. You can find him vanhunt.com. And what we're doing today, we're doing a little taste, a little appetize of your latest endeavor, which is what were you hoping for? And I was very lucky enough for you guys to send me an advanced copy of that, so thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome for that.
And upon listening to this, the first song, North Hollywood.
Yeah.
I really love that song.
Thank you.
Is that a tribute to North Hollywood? Because that's where you're from, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely a tribute. Probably my first tribute song to anything.
And the only thing that I found wrong about that song was that there were no mention of airplanes. Because there's always airplanes flying over North Hollywood.
That's true. That's probably something I've gotten accustomed to.
It's just second nature. Now you just fall asleep with that sound, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because then you'd have to mention the police sirens, and you know, it becomes a different thing.
That song just takes on a completely different meaning. You're taking your career in your own hands now. It's on your own label. Yeah. And you enlisted the help of 30 Tigers. Why the decision to partner up with them?
Well, you know, I have this statement that I like to use. You know, I love those that love me. And 30 Tigers came to me, man, 18 months ago now, probably nearly 2 years, and said they wanted to work with me. And they showed that they wanted to work with me and hung in there while I established the rest of the team. And for that loyalty, I decided to repay them with the best record I could make.
And when they got, because I'm sure they got an advanced copy, right? Or was it just me?
No.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, they had, you know, the 30 Tigers advance. You got the Enter the Shell advance. Two slightly different effrontery.
How did you go the extra mile musically on this album?
Well, I'd like to think that I give everything I can on every project, and probably in every moment of my life. So, I don't know if you're asking me what made me decide to make this record what it is. Probably being able to move to Los Angeles, take a look around, and just having to dig a niche for myself. The record started with just me taking a bunch of pictures, to be honest. Of North Hollywood and surrounding areas, and seeing sort of documenting, if you will, the devastation of the recession, and seeing what the changes that were coming about. And, you know, the roads were rough. You know, the couches, abandoned couches strewn all over the place.
That was great for us. We picked. Look at how many couches we have.
You know, discarded items, discarded people. You know, I really got into that. Not for any particular political purpose, but as I was rather tickled, if you will, by the convergence of all these unaddressed issues in our society, and how they've collided into something that needs to be dealt with but hasn't been.
Do you feel that you are a product of your environment?
Meaning my early environment or this one?
Your early environment, because that just kind of carry on with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm rebellious enough to feel like I've gotten rid of any influence that the past has had on me. I'm sure that is not completely true, but I'm going to say it is.
How do you do that? How do you shed those, you know, not necessarily scars, but those personal things that kind of made you who you are? I'm still trying to shed my love for tacos. That's never going to happen.
Well, you know, if tacos were good to you when you were 10 and they're still good to you at, 21, I can understand that.
Nice.
You know, but, the influences, negative, positive, that we have as children, You know, I just like to think that every day is an opportunity for me to say what I want to say, how I want to say it, without the chains of influence or the past. I don't like to think that way. I don't want anybody to have that kind of power over me. So I've been told that, you know, I can step out of the past like a pair of old underwear.
You would have to step out of a pair of old underwear, especially ones that are stale and just all like nasty and crunchy.
Exactly. It stinks, you know, it's dusty. You don't want that on you.
My guest is Van Hunt. You can find him at vanhunt.com. And we're going to give you another taste, another appetize. And this is one of my favorite songs. This is Moving Targets, and we're gonna have more with Van Hunt right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Fractured but not broken, still moving well out in the open. Lower my gun and keep my questions to a minimum, and let you run and run around them. So hard to hit.
Dig that you like North Hollywood and Moving Targets.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, you know, like cornerstones of the record, I'd say that those are two potential candidates.
Really?
Yeah, you know, they're disparate, so I like that.
There is one that is hold on, let me get, I wanted to put it, but it was the long name of the song. Where's my phone?
Is it a long title?
Yeah.
Watching You Go Crazy is driving me insane.
Yes.
Okay.
That song, that when you put those two together, it was crazy because they are both completely opposites of each other, and just like, you know, when I listened to the album the first time, I didn't get it. I'm just gonna be completely straight with you. I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, I gotta re-listen to it. So, you know, I pressed rewind,
yeah,
or not rewind, but you know, whatever it's called, and, you know, to like start from the beginning again. And then I started listening to it again, and the more I started listening to it, the more, not necessarily it made sense, but the more I learned from the chaos that there was some sort of stability in, yeah, that. Was that what you were going for with this album?
You mean to startle people to the point of walking away?
Well, not to the point of walking
away. And only being pulled back by the mutual respect for me?
Well, I mean, if you want to make it that easy, yes.
No, man, not at all. I was just expressing myself. You know, always with the knowledge that the people are going to have to experience this from the beginning, unlike myself, where, you know, I walk around with these thoughts, and I have my entire life, not just thoughts, but sounds, and atmosphere. So this is something that's very natural for me, and, you know, the fact that I like it may just be, you know, selfish. I'm so accustomed to it that, of course, I would like it. So, but the thing is, I like it, and I assume other people would, because I'm human, they're human. I'm like, oh, they'll dig this.
Yeah.
You know, so I just do it, not with any intention of turning people off. But I do like the fact that it is disruptive to your day.
It is.
You know, and I also appreciate, though, the respect that someone would have to listen to this and say, man, I don't get this at all. But I like this dude. I'm going to give him another shot. You know, it's the exact same thing I did with Sly Stone and There's a Riot Going On. First time I heard it, I didn't get it. Now it's, you know, it's the record for me. You know, so not to say that what were you hoping for is the record for you, but maybe a few more listens, it will be.
I think it will be, honestly. after I think I've listened to it 6 times already.
Okay.
And it's like I look forward to just pressing, you know, replay again.
Well, thank you.
You know, to start listening to it. And one thing that I really love about you is your fans. You got some diehard fans, man. They are They are rabid. And I know. And when I went on to vanhunt.com, I saw you giving them little teases for this album. Do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy just having foreplay with your fans?
No, I can't say that. What I enjoy doing is giving them an oral, you know, pleasure that I assume is the same pleasure I would have gotten from, you know, some of the musicians that I respected. So, I mean, if you want to call that foreplay, you can. I guess that was the same thing.
Do you have a name for them? Do you call them, like, Fan Hunt? Is that what, like, you know, Lady Gaga has, like, the Monsters Hunt or anything like that?
No, they've named themselves the Evangelists. So, you know, I let that happen. I didn't name them, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It was just a kind of an organic thing.
Yeah, definitely. I just appreciate the support, man.
One of your influences is Richard Pryor.
Sure.
And do you take from him his stage presence that you then take on, or is it more of you look at him as an influence as far as your writing and the way he kind of pens his joke in more of story form?
No, I think you hit it on the head with the stage presence. And I think probably more than any other artist performer, it would be Richard Pryor's stage presence that I utilize, and that's not even something that I've thought about until you just asked the question.
Oh, stop it!
Oh man, I'm serious.
Making me blush. you did do some instrumentation on this album as well, right?
What do you mean?
Like on your album, you did play some other things, like some guitars. Oh, I'm and sorry. Stuff like that. Yeah. Right. Well, when now, you know, going on stage, are you still doing that, or are you getting other musicians to come and play those parts?
Both. I definitely have three other musicians, two of whom played on the album. They're going to be on tour with me, but I'm also playing a couple of instruments.
Now, are they handpicked by you, or how does that process go? Are these your friends, or, you know, just... Give me some insight.
Well, they began as people who were just auditioning for me way back in 2007. And I chose Ruthie Price and Peter Dyer on drums and keyboards, respectively. And they've been, you know, with me since then. And then Peter told me about his good friend, Douglas Charles Showalter. And he comes in and helps me on guitar.
Nice.
So... Man, we've been playing together since 2007, 8, and 9.
Lastly, and I have to ask you this, and you must get asked this a billion times, so I'm sorry. I'm just pre-saying sorry. But your album, Popular.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is just going apeshit over it, saying that it's great, and everybody wants you to release it. Will that ever see the light of day, or did you just put a bullet in it and say, you know what, I'm past this and I'm just moving on?
No, it'll see the light of day. I would imagine, as you know, as soon as my name becomes a buzzword, you know, the record company that holds it will say, man, that's an opportunity for us to make some money, and they'll release it then, or we'll work out something.
I hope so. I hope so. I mean, your name already is a buzzword already, so I mean, they should just release it. I'm just saying.
I appreciate it.
We're gonna now do another snippet, another appetite of another song. This is Falls, and after that, we are putting you in the celebrity corner. All that coming up right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Legend falls, no, it won't hurt forever. One day you'll make them sad with your own changes. Give them what they want, and all they want is more. No matter what you say, it all falls short.
It is the End of the Shell Show. And my guest is Van Hunt. You can find him at vanhunt.com. And we were just talking about my little appetite sound. What were you saying? That it's very Looney Tunes-esque?
Bugs Bunny.
Buns,
to be particular.
Bugs Bunny-esque. And I do watch a lot of those shows. They started to bring them back. One channel that I'm just orgasming over is The Hub. I don't know if you've watched that or not, but they play G.I. Joe, Transformers, and I do believe they play Top Cat.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so like at night I'm there. Oh, and Gem. I was a huge Gem fan. Gem and the Holograms are the shit. I don't care what anyone has to say.
Okay. You know, I didn't watch many cartoons as a kid, unfortunately.
No, why? Well,
I don't know. I think I was too serious, maybe. I don't know.
How did you get rid of that? I mean, I'm not saying you're not serious now, but you seem more playful now. How did you shed that seriousness?
Man, I honestly do not know. Maybe it just came with, you know, the little bit of success that I had, so I felt like I could relax now, you know.
Yeah.
But coming up, I knew that I wanted to be a musician, and, you know, my mom had always told me, man, you know, if you don't have a plan B or go to college, you know, you're gonna wind up a bum. So I knew I didn't want to be a bum, and she was a pretty smart lady, so I was like, well, I got to get my butt out here and get serious. That's what I did.
Well, it worked.
Thank you.
No, thank your mom. Yeah. It's now time to get into the celebrity corner. And do you consider yourself a celebrity?
No, I don't. But I guess if we could agree on a definition of celebrity, maybe.
Okay.
Change my mind.
All right. I think a good definition for celebrity is Van Hunt. There we go. Case in point.
There you go.
Moving right along. Are you a big Tupac fan?
I don't. I'm more of a fan of Tupac's speeches than his sound bites than his records. Only because I haven't really listened to them.
Okay.
I did hear one record where he sampled 777-9311. I mean, he won me over with just the sample.
Nice. Well, it's now coming out that some of his old like rap group, the Outlaws, smoked his ashes with some weed. That's crazy. I don't know. I mean, granted, there's weed in there, so I'm saying there's going to be a little bit of healthiness in there. But smoking ashes, that doesn't sound very great. You don't have any crazy like last wishes like that. Like, I want my ashes to be smoked or something like that.
Well, I wouldn't wish it upon my friends, maybe my enemies, because I'm sure it tastes disgusting. You know?
Yeah.
Yes, I want former members of the KKK to smoke my ashes upon my death.
Make it note. Make a note of that, people.
And the IRS. You guys get to smoke my asses. I mean, my ashes.
And your ass.
My old ass.
Moving right along. This is a surprise collaboration. To me, at least. Maybe you saw this coming. Okay. But Insane Clown Posse is teaming up with Jack White.
Okay.
To me, that seems a little out there.
Yeah.
But they leaked a little bit of the song of the single, and they drew upon Mozart's song. So in the background, there's like some Mozart and stuff like that, and I kind of digged it. Okay. I really liked it, and I just want to know: is there any collaborations that you've been waiting for?
Well, no. You mean outside of anything that
right? I'm exactly.
No. Not particularly. I personally would have loved to have heard like Bach orchestrate something for Monk. You know, that would have been incredible.
Maybe I would like Bach with Burt Bacharach.
Okay, I like that too.
I think that would kind of
beautiful songs,
right?
Yeah.
And his just voice, I think, would complement the arrangements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Moving right along, Adele. Are you a big Adele fan?
I cannot say. She seems like a nice girl.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? She just recently left her boyfriend. Okay. This makes like third. So she's just going on a... I'm not saying she's a slut or anything like that. Because, I mean, at least she has a boyfriend, you know, and it's just not working out with her. I don't know why. Adele, if you're listening to this, you know, hook me up, you know? I'm totally down.
You want a chance with Adele?
Why not? Right?
Yeah. Dude.
You know, and I keep on mentioning this, but I hear that musicians make great lovers, and I have yet to be with a musician. She said that before she goes up on stage that she has an anxiety and that she kind of throws up. And
that's something you can help her with now.
I hope.
That's a way in, right?
Right? I'd be like, here, before you, I'd be like, you're on a water diet, so that way if at least you throw up, it's water and it can be easily cleaned.
Here's some Tums. Think of me.
I'm going to use that if I ever see her. But do you have any like crazy rituals or do you even get anxiety before you go up and perform?
Yeah, but especially if I'm nowhere near my woman or my child, I definitely become anxious before a show. But I generally try to drown it out with some Grand Marnier, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And that works fantastic?
Not all the time, unfortunately.
Maybe you should try some a mimosa. What do you think? Some champagne and orange juice.
I don't think there's any cure for not having your loved ones around.
Oh. Porn? No. No,
that's a good try, though.
I was trying, man. You can't fault me for that. It's now time for you to guess this week's Artist of the Week. So I'm going to give you some clues, and let's see if you can guess. Okay. So it is our legend series. So that there's your first clue. It's a legend. Okay. Or at least who we deem a legend.
Okay.
Okay. These former deli meats have been in the music business for nearly 30 years. And check this out. They released an album earlier this month.
Deli meats?
Yep. There's some sort of reference. Okay. Okay. How about this? How about this? These people have been produced by people like Tom Waits, Tom Morello, and even Stan, Kyle, Kenny, and Eric.
Dude.
I normally don't do this. Okay. But I'm going to say Stan, Kyle, Kenny, and Eric. That's another clue. Who are these facetious firsts? Let's stop on by the blog section and check out who we picked, who these artists of the week are. Do you have any clue?
Man, none.
No worries. Friday, just check it out. And see who we picked, who the artist of the week is. We're going to go into another taste, another bite, another appetize. We are going to hear Crossdresser. And like I said, we're just, you know, thank you for letting us tease your latest album. What were you hoping for?
I didn't know that was one of the ones you picked, Crossdresser.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Cool. Thank you, man.
And we're going to have more with Van Hunt right here on the End of the Shell show.
People aren't as cool as the things they leave behind. I'm not brokenhearted. Sometimes I wear her scarves on my head. Impressions improve with the passing of time. I don't really miss her. Sometimes I wear her mink furs. Crossdresser, I was just a fool. Spark a counterculture. Don't make up after the breakup. Crossdresser, wanted to disguise the hurt and wound up blending gender. But I got to know her better through her high heels and her skirts. I can't reinvent those magic moments.
And it is the End of the Shell show, and it's now time for shoutouts. I want to give a shout out to Denim Dan. Thank you so much for taking some photos. Do you have any shout outs that you would like to give?
Not right offhand, but I sure would like to usher everyone to vanhunt.com. That would be a www in front of there. Thank you.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah.
Does it have Stitcher on it?
What's a Stitcher?
It's not smart enough.
Oh, sorry.
We are streaming on smartphones, and all you have to do is log on to Stitcher.com and just search Enter the Shell. And
gotcha.
We will be streaming everywhere on your smartphone.
Okay.
So big shout out to them. And NoHo 2 Studio, what do you think of NoHo 2?
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
Right?
Yeah, the old couches, the new paintings on the walls. Yeah, great company.
Right? It's quaint. If you want more information on how you can come participate, maybe throw a party or CD release party or watch a viewing of your favorite TV show or whatever, log on to NoHo2.com and hit up Mark Doty. And it is now time to find out the moral of the show. So let me just start up the Demoralizer 3000. Tupac, Bugs Bunny, Taco Bell, Influence, Ashes, Jack White, Insane Clown Posse, Adele, and throw up. That means it's done. If you can grab that envelope, open it up, and read us the moral of today's show.
And the moral for the week is, do you think it's obvious that we spent all afternoon playing Naked Body Oil Twister?
There it is.
Nice.
I don't think it is obvious, apparently.
At which point can I tear this?
You were supposed to open it up a while ago.
Oh.
No worries.
Jack that up too. Jack White that.
It's fine. My guest has been Van Hunt. You can check him out, vanhunt.com. And make sure, because this week, his album, What Were You Hoping For, drops. And if you're lucky enough, you can go on and you're going to autograph like all of them if you go through your website, right?
Absolutely. All the physical copies for sure.
All the physical copies. Yeah. So make sure you go download it. And you've been so kind and gracious. We are going to play Eyes Like Pearls, and we're going to play the entire thing. Thank you so much, Van Hunt.
Thank you very much. And y'all can come see me on tour as well.
Oh, perfect. And all they have to do is just log on to vanhunt.com. You're going to have all your
everything
tour dates, right?
Everything is there, yes.
Perfect.
Purchase tickets. You can say hello.
My guest has been Van Hunt. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the End of the Shell Show. We are out of here. Later.
Taco Bell.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.